Chapter 6, in which they find unexpected things in the icebox. Jared rolled over at the sound of his mother's voice. She was angry. Jared, you better get up.
What's going on?
Jared asked sleepily, peering up from the covers. For a second he thought he'd miss school, until he remembered they'd moved, and not even so much as set foot in the new school yet. Up, Jared, his mother said. You want to pretend you don't know? Fine. Let's go downstairs so you can see what's going on. The kitchen was a mess. Mallory had a broom and was sweeping up broken pieces of a porcelain bowl. The walls were painted with chocolate syrup and orange juice. Raw eggs oozed down the window panes. Simon was sitting at the kitchen table. His arms were covered with the same bruises Mallory had been wearing only a day before, and his eyes were red-rimmed, like he'd been crying. Well, his mother asked expectantly.
I didn't do this, Jared said, looking around at them. They couldn't really believe he would do something like this, could they?
And there, on the floor of the kitchen next to drifts of cereal and scattered pieces of orange peel, Jared saw small tracks in the flour. They were the size of his little finger, and he could clearly see the imprint of the heel of a foot and a feathering in the front that might have been from toes. Look, Jared said, pointing. See? Little footprints. Mallory looked up at him, and her eyes were narrowed with fury. Just shut up, Jared. Mom says she saw you down here last night. You made those footprints.
I did not, Jared yelled back.
Why don't you look in the freezer then, huh?
What? Jared asked.
Simon gave an especially wet-sounding sob. Their mother took the broom from Mallory's hand and started sweeping up the flour and cereal.
Mom, no, the footprints, Jared said, but his mother didn't pay any attention to him.
Two strokes of the broom, and the only proof he had was swept into a pile of rubbish. Mallory opened the freezer door. Each of Simon's tadpoles was frozen into a single cube in the tray. Next to them was a note written in ink on a piece of a cereal box. Not very nice to ice the mice.
And Jeffrey and Lemon Drop are gone, said Simon.
Now, why didn't you tell us what you did with your brother's mice, said his mother.
Mom, I didn't do it. I really didn't.
Mallory gripped Jared by the shoulder. I don't know what you think you're doing, but you're about to start regretting it.
Mallory, their mother cautioned.
His sister let go, but the look she gave him carried the promise of later violence.
I don't think Jared did it, said Simon between sniffs. I think it was the boggart.
Their mother said nothing. The look on her face said that manipulating Simon was the worst thing Jared had done. Jared, she said, start taking this trash out to the front. If you thought this was funny, let's see how funny you think it is when you spend the rest of today cleaning it up. Jared hung his head. He had no way of making her believe him. Silently, he got dressed, then gathered up three black garbage bags and started dragging them toward the front of the house. Outside, the weather was warm, the sky was blue. The air smelled of pine needles and freshly mown grass, but daylight didn't seem to be any comfort at all. One of the bags snagged on a branch, and when Jared tugged, the plastic ripped. Groaning, he dropped the bags and surveyed the damage. The tear was large, and most of the garbage had spilled out. As he started to gather things up, he realized what he was holding. The contents of the creature's house. He looked at the worn bits of cloth, the doll's head, and the pins with pearl tops. In the daylight, there were other things he had not noticed before. There had been a robin's egg, but it was crushed. Tiny slips of newspaper were scattered throughout, each one with a different strange word on it. Luminous, read one. Soliloquy, read another. Gathering up all the pieces of the nest, Jared put them carefully aside from the rest of the trash. Could he make a new house for the boggart? Would it matter? Could that stop it? He thought about Simon crying and about the poor, stupid tadpoles frozen in ice cubes. He didn't want to help the boggart. He wanted to catch it and kick it and make it sorry it ever came out of the wall.
Dragging the rest of the bags to the front lawn, he looked at the pile of the boggart's things. Still not sure whether he was going to burn them or give them back or what, he carried them inside. His mother was standing in the doorway waiting for him. "What's all that?" she asked.
"Nothing,"
Jared said. For once, she didn't question him, at least not about the junk pile in his hands.
"Jared, I know you're upset about your father leaving. We're all upset."
Jared looked at his shoes in discomfort. Just because he was upset about his father leaving did not mean he had trashed their new house or pinched his brother black and blue or tied his sister's hair to her headboard. "So?" he asked, thinking that her silence meant she was waiting for a response.
"So?" she repeated.
"So you need to stop letting your anger control you, Jared Grace. Your sister works things out when she's fencing, and your brother has his animals, but you..."
"I didn't do it," Jared said. "Why won't you believe me? Is it because of the fight at school?"
"I have to admit," his mother said, "I was shocked to learn that you broke a boy's nose. That is just the kind of thing I'm talking about. Simon doesn't get into fights, and neither did you before your father left."
He studied his shoes even more intently. "Can I go inside now?"
She nodded, but then she stopped him with one hand on his shoulder. "If anything else happens around here, I'm going to have to take you to see someone. Do you understand?" Jared nodded, but he felt weird. He remembered what he had said about Aunt Lucy in the nut house and suddenly felt very, very sorry.